Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 24th, 2021. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this week of looking at the song, How Firm a Foundation, and how songs can build up our faith as we learn them and listen to them and sometimes even take them to heart. They're such a blessing, and so I hope this has been an encouragement to you. Today, the stanza we're going to begin with is, that soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. Jesus said, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. This stanza from How Firm a Foundation is written for those who have gone to Jesus for repose. That word repose means rest or tranquility. So this is the point of having a firm foundation. The firm foundation provides rest for the disciple of Jesus. His rest comes because he has decided to trust in Jesus, and therefore, no matter the circumstances of life, he will trust Jesus. So, because he's trusting Jesus, then when fiery trials come, and that's what another stanza of the song says. Tell you what it says. It says, when through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. And so the one that has the firm foundation knows that fiery trials are going to come. But when those fiery trials come, he will depend upon the shield of faith to protect him from the fiery darts of the devil. He knows, because of his firm foundation in the Word of God, that Satan has no power. He also knows that even though Satan may be like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, Satan cannot touch him. Again, the firm foundation which the believer has in the Word of God has given that follower of Jesus the knowledge and wisdom necessary to stand against Satan, who is attempting to steal his joy. So how does this song describe that firm foundation? It says, his grace all sufficient shall be my supply. So the saint of God knows the promise that God has given to Paul, that my grace is sufficient for thee, that my strength is made perfect in weakness. He knows that God chose then not to remove the trials which Paul faced. And Paul called those trials his thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet him. So the purpose of the thorn was to keep Paul dependent upon God. The saint knows that same supply that was promised to Paul is available to him. So therefore, he rests. His grace is sufficient. He's going to rest in the grace of God to deal with those fiery trials in which he might find himself. And the song gives us another reason to find hope in Jesus. The fiery trial is only present to refine the dross. It says, thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. So again, the follower of Jesus understands that the trial is not to destroy them. It's only present to purify. What the believer understands is that God is working in him to make him more like Jesus. And in order to make him more like Jesus, he needs to remove that which is not Christ-like. So when fiery trials come, we look for the hand of God to see how he is working on us. And we recognize that the fiery trials are to purify us. And we can glory in various trials because we know that God is working in us. And so the Christian leans on Jesus for repose. He leans on Jesus to find rest, to find tranquility. Because if he looks at the circumstances of life, he's not going to find tranquility. He's not going to find rest. If he focuses on the circumstances, he's going to find trial and heartache. And so he looks at Jesus, knowing that Jesus is working in his life, and he can look beyond the trials to what Jesus is doing. And he can find rest, tranquility for his soul. Yes, the songs of the old hymns give us comfort. And we think about the firm foundation that we have in Jesus Christ. My question is today, do you have that firm foundation in Jesus Christ? Are you able to lean upon Him for repose? Are you able to trust in Him? Have you found rest for your soul in Jesus? I trust you today to look to Jesus and find rest for your souls. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you that you provide a firm foundation for us in your word. Help us to see that our lives are in your hands. We can trust you that you will lead us through life. Help us to find rest in your word. Help us to know that your grace is sufficient. Help us to look at the trials of life through your eyes and help us to learn to lean on you for repose. We thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. I trust you have a good weekend. And until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.